Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. It's the wrap on Wednesday, man. And you're probably figuring, well, wait a minute. This show comes on Thursdays due to, you know, me going to get this thing off my chin. Tomorrow, we had to move the show up to today, so I'm glad this show moved along with the one following this out of Indianapolis, the Eat Me Cooking podcast show, so that'll follow right after this. But this is Russell Talk across the country. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We got Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh. We got Smokin' Jim Frazier in Pittsburgh, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as we lay down the groundwork, put the podium in its place and hand off the mic. Ralph, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And then we'll turn it over to Smokin' Jim Frazier.
I'm doing real well. Hanging in there, Mark. I have, you can get a hold of me, Ralph Williams, 737 at gmail.com, and also on my Facebook page, Ralph Williams and Sports Corner, the way I see it, Wrestle Talk Facebook page, on my YouTube channel as well, and also on Twitter and Wimkin.
And as we give it over to you, Smokin' Jim, first of all, how are you? And second of all, how can people get a hold of you?
Oh, I tell you what, Mark, I'm super excited. This is going to be a great, great show tonight. I can't wait. But Instagram, Smokin' Jim Frazier, Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Okay, we'll start it out with you. You got a lot to talk about, Ralph, so I'll give you the first topic to go around, then we'll give it over to Smokin' Jim, and I'll throw one, as we got a load of listeners, and I'll get to those momentarily.
WWE, the Money in the Bank, as you well know, was this past weekend on Saturday. We saw Theory win the men's ladder match. We saw Liv Morgan win the women's ladder match. And then Liv cashed in that night and beat Ronda Rousey for the title. Now, also, Logan Paul signs a contract with the WWE. And then happy birthday to Hillbilly Jim today, 70 years old. And if everyone's been watching these WWE shows, the Raw, you will see that the spooky stuff that comes up. Everybody thinks that's Bray Wyatt. That is not Bray Wyatt. That is the return of Edge. Okay? So I want to let everyone know that. Also, Survivor Series match already been put determined and put together. Bobby Lashley versus Gunther. So that means Bobby Lashley's going to hold on to the U.S. title, at least to Survivor Series, and Gunther is going to hold on to his Intercontinental Championship until Survivor Series. And one quick note, MLW now has the return of Sandman. So we could start off with the WWE stuff I just rambled off here, Smokin' Jim and Mark.
Well, let me give it over to Smokin' Jim to talk about that, and then I'll talk about the Sandman, who was part of XPW when I was a ring announcer.
Wow, I can't wait to hear that, Mark. But Theory's star is just rising, rising, and rising. I don't know what they're going to do with him. Winning the Money in the Bank was huge, you know, for that guy. But Roman Reigns just keeps rolling on, man. You know, I thought maybe Brock Lesnar had an opportunity. Well, I thought maybe, you know, something would happen. Maybe later on Brock Lesnar can get him. But Roman Reigns just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling, man. And I don't know what they're going to do with you know, on the women's side, I love Carmella, but she's really not somebody that can challenge for, you know, a title. So it's going to be interesting. It's starting to heat up.
Well, and as you bring it over to me, guys, the Sandman, yeah, he was part of XPW at one time, along with Sabu, along with the Dudley Boys, Abdullah the Butcher, and when we were had our big wars with ECW. So, yeah, I know the Sandman well. And, you know, it's funny, some of the stories, you know, and I look at the Sandman, I mean, he kind of reminded me half the time, if, you know, like Stone Cold, he had to have a few beers before he got his act going. I don't know what you remember him with, but that's pretty much, you know, what I remember the Sandman. But I will tell you, you know, Ralph and Jim, if you want to share it, Ralph, what have they been teasing with the Sandman in WWE? Because that's pretty interesting, man.
Well, he's not with WWE. He's with MLW, which is where
right.
Enzo Amore is and some of these other guys. All I know is he made an appearance, and that is it. That's all I know. He made a last appearance at the end of the show, and that was it at this moment. And then it said the return of Sandman. They didn't really go into any specifics. He did come out to the ring, wave, said hello to everybody, come out with a kendo stick like he normally does, and
yep.
He just waved, and they said to return a Sandman, and it went off. So I don't know what's going to happen after that. So, you know, but, yeah, that's what's going on there. Now, I met Silas Young in person from ROH, and he's now in AEW. I met him in person when I used to work security over at Stage AE, and he used to have a smoke before the matches. So if you think drinking a beer before a match – I saw him have a smoke before the match. So there you are. So, you know.
Well,
it's,
you bring
it's,
up,
it's,
you know what? You bring up some interesting things. And I want to get back to the theory issue because now we're starting to see, you know, he loses the belt to, you know, Lashley. He wins the Money in the Bank. And, you know, he's going to cash it in probably, you know, at SummerSlam, try to take it off whoever wins between Lesnar and Reigns. Because who knows what's going to happen? How many times? The problem here with the WWE is, first of all, they got a lot of problems. There's more and more stuff coming out in Vince McMahon. I don't know if he's going to be forced to sell here because there is some really stuff that's, you know, coming through the internet and everything about what's, you know, been happening behind closed doors over there. We've seen an exodus of WWE talent over the years gone. And we've just seen this thing been run into the ground. I've said this before. He's better off selling it to Fox. Stephanie's back. Triple H is not healthy-wise, you know, as far as everything with him. So, you know, Shane, I don't think, wants any part of it. Well, we got a real problem with this federation. I don't care if people say, well, it goes in spurts and we're making money and, you know, and this month we don't make money and all that. It's been going down for a while, and it's been force-fed to the wrestling audience. These Reigns and Lesnar matches, I mean, people are getting tired of them. People are getting tired of all these type of matches, the Mysterios going against some other guys. You know, there's just so much wasted talent, and it seems like every week it just keeps force-fed to us. And you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, Ralph and Smoke and Jim, about, you know, how it's tough to watch Raw. I can't sit there and watch 3 hours of Raw anymore. I usually turn it on in spurts. I know at the top of the hour there's going to be something good, and that's it. And then close up shop, read it on the internet. Any thought to that, Ralph, before we give it over to Smoke and Jim?
Well, I agree with you because, as you know, I spent my 4th of July in Grove City, PA, and, you know, at the hotel we were sitting there watching the CNN music thing. I turned Raw on, and then I didn't, what I didn't like to see, I switched it back to the music thing on CNN. I spent more time watching that than I did the Raw, and I did what you did. I went right on the internet and got all the logistics as to who won, because it's so boring, and I'm getting tired of the same matches myself. I barely even watch Raw anymore because I'm so tired of it. I don't even want to see it anymore, and you know, it's getting really sad that we keep on seeing the same old rivalries, the same old, same old. I blame Vince McMahon for this because he cut all them wrestlers. He released a lot of those wrestlers. He could make matches. He could, and, you know, just like Smoke and Jim was on Steel City Sports World tonight, and they were talking with Claudio Rosano about developing the Pirates. What has Vince McMahon developed in wrestlers? I mean, he has development through NXT, and then he ruins them. He either releases them or he sends them up into the big leagues, and then he has them maybe do one match, And then after that, they're gone. They're either released or they get frustrated and want to leave. So it's bad writing. It's bad everything. WWE is going to get sunk real soon, I think. AEW and the independents are starting to really pick up. And, you know, we'll see what happens from there after that. But I'm just it's amazing what's going on with that.
Smoking Jim, any comment?
Well, I tell you what, maybe I'm in the minority, but I just can't get enough of it. I just love it. But what I do is I tape it every week, which I really don't have to do because I can go out on my cable and bring up the episodes. But I tape it every week, and I find myself more and more running through some of the segments that or fights that I don't want to see. But I still love it. I enjoy the different, you know, the same matchups because I understand that these guys are very dangerous now, so you got to really practice against one another, pull off some of the things that's been happening. Look what happened to Big E.
Right.
His career may be over because he was really thrown by a guy that he really wasn't wrestling before.
Well, here's the thing, Smoking Jim, and sorry to jump in on it, but here's the problem I think Ralph and I have with it. If you miss a show, you're not really missing anything because what they're doing is they're gearing up for the next pay-per-view. So you basically see the guys talking and, you know, you might see a run-in and all that. But the whole thing is going on and on and on. I mean, and what we have here is it's kind of like in sports. We were all used to seeing, you know, the Pirates with one hat until in the 70s they came out with two hats. And then, every year now they come out with this hat and then you got this holiday hat and all this other stuff. Well, that's the same thing with these wrestlers. Every other month you see them coming out with a different shirt to sell. And that seems to be the problem. They're gouging. They're pushing it. The shirts are expensive. We talked about that on these shows. But nobody wants to keep seeing these same guys wrestle 17 times. It's like watching a Rocky 15 movie. I've already seen 14 of them. Why do I need to spend $30, to go see another, show? What's going to be different? And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to raise the bar. What they should do is start creating these faces to turn to heels to turn to faces, and then you wouldn't mind seeing an Owens, go against the Reigns again or something like that. Start doing something with that. Make Theory a baby face. But people are getting tired of this, and that's where it's going, and you're starting to see it. People aren't showing up. Yeah, you're going to get the big run for WrestleMania. We know that. We know it's going to be The Rock and Reigns. We all know that. But, now we're going to see Edge go against the Judgment Day, and they'll get him one time, he'll get them one time, and then we'll I think that's where I'm kind of leaning towards the listeners, and now we're getting some listeners. Jerry out of Visalia, California says, guys, you're right on with this. I have to disagree with Smoking Jim. I can't watch it either. I only watched 20 minutes of a three-hour show. Jerry from Visalia. Ralph, as I give it back to you, I don't know, and everybody can have their opinion. Jim has yours, you have yours, I have mine, but what's Jerry saying to the WrestleMania crowds out there and everything?
Well, first of all, I want to interrupt here with some breaking news. I'm watching Dynamite here, and Wardlow just beat Scorpio Sky, and he's the new TNT champion. So...
Wow.
So
I just want to let you guys know that one. But, Raw's ratings are down. They're on the USA Network. SmackDown's the better show. They have talked about knocking Raw down to 2 hours and bringing SmackDown up to 3 and moving some wrestlers to SmackDown to accommodate that. Or, they're going to have to start developing some wrestlers from NXT and start bringing them up and quit screwing around with them and releasing them and everything right before they're ready to come up. And, Vince McMahon and that WWE, they have to get this mentality where they have to take care of their wrestlers. Okay, one thing I will say about Impact Wrestling, and Anthem Sports and Scott D'Amore. They take care of their wrestlers, okay? Scott D'Amore cares about wrestlers, okay? He takes care of them, all right? Tony Khan, when they first started that AEW, Dusty Rhodes. I meant to say Cody Rhodes started, him and Brandy Rhodes were the only people in the history of professional wrestling to make sure that the wrestlers had benefits. You got to take care of your people. And
yep.
WWE, they, you know, do this and then spit you out. And you know, you can't keep doing that. And that's why they can't keep good wrestlers. That's why, you know, a lot of guys leave. And it's not just about booking. It's about taking care of somebody. And they don't seem to want to do that. You know, it's really sad, guys. It makes me sick when I hear this.
No, you're preaching to the choir, Ralph. And you know, that's what I've always said. Even in the media business, I've always said, it's a me, myself, and I attitude, and we see it across the boards. Ralph, you're into it. Smoking Jim, you're into it. I'm into it. And I've always said, you know, if you meet 100 people in this business, if you can find five that'll run through a wall for you, you're something, because there's a lot in this business that are going to look out for themselves. And I don't care what it is. You know, you'll find that out when you – you know, bring people aboard, and they'll get all the information out of you, and then they'll just cast you aside like yesterday's garbage. But it's those people that, like you just said, Ralph, is taking care of the people. These wrestlers made a lot of money for Vince McMahon, and for Vince McMahon to throw them on the side of a road like that and get rid of them, that's bad karma, man. That's bad karma in my book.
What's sad about it, Mark and Smoke and Jim, is he laughs about it. He thinks it's nothing.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what? What's happening to him now, Mark, is karma. Because maybe now he'll understand that you don't do this to people. And now karma's starting to catch up on him.
Yep. Totally agree. Totally agree across the board. You know. Hey, Smoking Jim, as I give it over to you, any thought on that? Jerry out of Visalia, California, talking about he only watches 20 minutes of Raw.
Well, I tell you what, he's probably like most people. I guess, like I said, I'm in the minority. I can't get enough of it. I fast forward through some of the matches that I don't care for, but I always go back and rewatch the whole program when I have the time. But, you know, that's great what Cody Rhodes did. But, man, that's an expense. You know, the National Football League, everybody knows I'm an NFL scout, which a lot of people don't know about the National Football League is after 5 years, you're eligible for the Hall of Fame. But something else happens after 5 years. They cut all your medical insurance. And it's hard to insure a professional football player after all the bumps and bruises. And nobody goes through it like a professional wrestler. So I don't know where you get insurance for a professional wrestler. That has to be the toughest sport in the world.
Well, and you bring up interesting points, and as we wind this great show down, we'll be back next Thursday, same time, same place. Appreciate all of you guys following us to Wednesday as we talk wrestle talk across the country. But the one thing that I want to bring up that you brought up earlier, Ralph, is, you know, Liv Morgan now, the champ, and we keep seeing Bianca Belair out there. We see a Sokka. We see Becky Lynch. We see all these other ones. I keep seeing, watch out, the dark horse in this whole thing is Lacey Evans. Any thought to that? And then we'll give it over to Smoke and Jim. I think before the end of the year is out, she's going to be wearing gold around her waist.
Oh yeah, I think so. She's back. She had a baby. She had a couple injuries. She's back. She's using her Marine heritage to promote herself because she was a Marine. And you know, so I believe she's going to do well. I believe she could be. I'm not sold on Liv Morgan as a champ for a long period of time. There are others out there, and Charlotte Flair's due back real soon from her so-called leave of absence to get married, She's supposed to be coming back by SummerSlam. So we'll find out when she comes back. And if she comes back, I know she can beat Liv Morgan. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I was kind of glad that Becky Lynch didn't win anything because I'm getting a little tired of her, too. And again, we're getting tired of the same matchup with her and Bianca Belair. It was nice to see Bianca Belair fight Carmella because it was a different match. It was something different. It was a different competitor. It was good to see that rather than see Becky Lynch against her and just crying and moaning and getting all upset because she didn't get what she wanted. And then all of a sudden now she's in the ladder match and still laid an egg. So, I mean, you know, here we are with this. You know,
Jason out of McKeesport, Pennsylvania, listening to the show today, and he goes, guys, I'm going to put you all on the spot. You guys have been talking about this for quite a while, you know, shirts and everything in the past. I couldn't get in on the show on that one, but if you had the top three shirts that you'd wear at a wrestling event, top three, which would be your top three? Wow, that's a good one out of McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Jason. Ralph, I'll let you go first, give it over to Smoke and Jim, and I'll tell you my three because I have three of them.
Yeah, Stone Cold. I would wear my Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt. I would wear an NWO shirt, and I would wear a DX shirt.
Wow. And do you have all of those?
I had a Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt, but I grew out of it. And I used to have an Undertaker shirt, too, because I used to sell them at a flea market. And
wow.
I don't have them anymore. So, you know.
Smoking Jim, what would you be your three?
Well, I tell you what, my favorite wrestler of all time is Ric Flair. Second favorite is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I got two tied for number three, Jimmy Snuka. And
the Polish
Power.
Oh,
wow. Well,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh,
well, here's my three. Here's my three, and I have all three. First one is Show Up and Win. Second one is Wreck Everybody and
okay.
Leave. Those are the Reigns ones. And the third one, and let me tell you something. This is an honest-to-God true story. Years ago, just before I got married, I remember a neighbor of mine was a big wrestling fan, and we went down to the old sports arena, and they were selling Mr. Perfect T-shirts. And I said, nah, we'll get it next time when we come. We were going on a monthly basis or an every other monthly basis when they'd come to L.A., because they were coming on, they were pretty much coming to town every month back then. And we missed it. We didn't get it. We didn't go for a few months. I couldn't find it. I got online. I thought I had a Mr. Perfect one. They sent it. It was a dark blue. It wasn't the one. And I finally found one a couple years ago. It came out of Canada, the light blue Mr. Perfect, the white. And, man, I'll tell you, if you wear that around anybody's place, man, people start looking at you in more ways than one. But I would think, and the great one with the Wreck Everybody and Leave or Show Up and Win, they're great when you go into a sports bar because people know exactly what that is all about. But hopefully, Jason, we've raised the bar with that. But those are my three, and I'm honest to say that I have all three of those.
Oh, great. That's good.
So, Ralph,
yeah,
as we bring it over to you, we got SmackDown coming on Friday, and this will be, you know, build up between Reigns and Lesnar again. But we got Theory in the background with his SummerSlam or whatever, trying to cash in at that event, Money in the Bank briefcase. What can we expect here on Friday? Because this should be a dandy.
Well, you know, they're going to talk like they normally do, promote the match. It's going to be Roman Reigns promoting the match. And then Theory's going to come out, and then you're going to have that crybaby Sami Zayn coming out. And everybody and their mother's going to come out, and they're all going to argue that they should have been Money in the Bank. and they should have a chance to fight Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. And next you're going to see a six-man match or a fatal four-way at SummerSlam to appease all the crybabies. So that's probably what's going to happen on Friday. And then you also have Liv Morgan's going to come out. She's going to brag about her, you know, her SmackDown women's title. And, you know, then you're going to have the whole women's division come out. And next you're going to have a Royal Rumble or a Battle Royal. So, you know, that might happen as well. You know, and then, you know, you got Gunther out there. He's the Intercontinental champion. And I'd like to see some new competitors go up against him rather than Ricochet every week. And then, you know, so we're going to find out what happens. We're going to see about, you know, some of the other stuff going on down there. And you got New Day, and you got the Viking Raiders getting all angry now with, you know, with everybody, their heels now. And you got the New Day that got massacred by them. So we'll find out what happens, you know. And we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, and I just want to get Phil out of Chelmsford, Massachusetts, chiming in on it. He says, guys, you remember, and I got this T-shirt. It kind of looks stupid. It looks like a first grader kind of designed it. But Sami Zayn, cartoon one, I Am Sami Zayn. He wore this a few years back. I think I remember it was a black one or a white one. It says, I Am Sami Zayn on it with a little stick man on it. I think I remember that one. But I'm not a big Sami Zayn guy. The one T-shirt I remember he definitely came out with, which he was barking up the wrong trees and telling the WWE, was when he came out with that T-shirt, I Am the Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a good, unbelievable. Down to about 3 minutes and some change. Any final thoughts, Ralph? We'll get it over to Jim, and then we'll, you know, throw the introductions back out to the listeners.
I don't have too much more to add other than what I said earlier about the breaking news about Wardlow winning the title. One thing I did want to add, Matt Hardy has officially entered a rehab center again. And Jeff Hardy. Matt Hardy was just out. He's going back to that delete stuff again. And he was fighting with Christian Cage because Christian Cage became a heel now. And so he was fighting with him. Luchasaurus beat him up real bad, and now he's laying on the mat or the floor by the mat. And other than that, I don't have too much else to add to this other than I just hope that SummerSlam is pretty decent. We're going to see where Logan Paul fits in. You know, he's got that new contract he just signed. He's probably going to fight The Miz. That'll probably be his first match. So that ought to be pretty interesting. I'd like to see Pat McAfee against Happy Corbin. That ought to be pretty interesting. You know, there could be some matches coming up for SummerSlam that might not be too bad, something a little different. So we'll see. We'll see what WWE does, you know, with SummerSlam. And
hey,
Survivor,
let me ask you, how can people get a hold of you? Because you're involved with a lot of stuff, and I want everybody to know what it is, including our great sponsor.
Yes, absolutely. Don't forget to call DJ Fun today. You know, if you need a DJ for a party or any kind of special event, you need to call DJ Fun at 412-545-4317. DJ Fun has over 10 years of experience. And, you know, out there right now, there are these DJs that claim they're the best thing since sliced bread, and they've only been DJing for a month or two, don't have none of the genres of music that he has, and they charge $2,000 here, $6,000 there, and they'll really reach into your pocket and grab it. So, you know, if you don't want that to happen, you need to call DJ Fun today, value pricing, and he'll be at your event. He won't be late. So call DJ Fun today, 412-545-4317. You get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook Ralph Williams, also Sports Corner and The Way I See It and the Wrestle Talk Facebook page. Also on Twitter, Wimkin. And, yes, I am involved in – I have a sports show called Sports Corner, which I do on YouTube and Facebook every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., And I also do a show called The Way I See It on Monday nights at 7 p.m. On YouTube and Facebook. And tomorrow night, if you live in the Western Pennsylvania area or anywhere in the United States, get on Pittsburgh Community Television's Facebook page, and Smoke and Jim and I will be on live at 6 p.m. for Sports Corner with me and Smoke and Jim Frazier's TV edition. You can also call in at 412-231-2288. Don't forget to be involved in that if you live in Allegheny County. Outside of Allegheny County, you can watch it on Facebook.
Good job, Jim. How can people get a hold of you, my good brother?
All right, Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier, and on Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Well, and guys, you can get a hold of me all over the place on Mancini Media. Catch this archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, where you subscribe to podcasts powered now by Mancini Media. So for Ralph Williams and Smoking Jim Frazier in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, waiting for the Yankees and Pirates to get it on.
Night and be safe.
Yeah, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, saying stay tuned at the top of the hour from Indianapolis, Indiana, the cooking podcast. John, Eli, Peggy, and the mortician, Captain Ray there. Don't miss that.
Mark.
Till then, we'll be back next Thursday, same time, same channel. Thank you very much for accommodate us and being part of us tonight on Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
All right, good night.